Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You are listening to This Might Be The News. My name is Rory, and I will be guiding you through the next half hour of uninformed political and news commentary. This week, I am joined by my friend Sophie.
Hi!
Hey Sophie, how's it going?
Well, it's okay. It's okay for me here. Oh,
what's that accent you're doing?
Oh, I think it's funny you... turned into someone from Devon. Funny you notice that, Rory. I'm in Wales.
I mean, I feel like I'm in Wales now.
I'm so sorry, all of the Welsh listeners. No, I'm going to stick with that.
Okay, you're going to stick with your normal voice.
Normal voice, but I am doing a Welsh accent because I am no longer in England. I now am in Wales.
And so, yeah, me and Sophie are not in the same room for once doing this podcast. We are basically, this is like listening to... A private phone call between the two of us.
I mean, you are lucky people.
The thrill, the thrill of listening to a private conversation. You guys are just ear perverts. listening in.
That's what we're going to call it every time there's just you and me.
Yeah, the ear perverts.
You should feel ashamed of yourself. We probably should explain why they're being ear perverts as opposed to being a podcast.
Also, yeah, I've had an absolute mare of a day where I had a wonderful podcast this morning with my friends Helen and Becca, and they came over and we talked about the topics and the great insights, and I was just laugh a minute, as you can imagine.
LMFAO.
And then I went back to edit it, and 9 minutes in, it had stopped. Like there was no audio, it stopped recording, and so I mean, I should learn from this because it's like the third time it's happened. This is the first time I've been sober and it's happened. So that's
I know, because all the other times it was kind of like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, because we'd had a few G&Ts, and it's like, okay, technology has made the decision for us. It's fate, but this was a good one. So anyway, I'm going to get over that, and you have very kindly. The great
stepped
friend
in.
That you are, you stepped up with like a couple of hours to research just all of the news.
I know, and we all know how much I don't research, and I think I've got you guys covered in terms of today's ear perverting podcast. Can we still call it a podcast?
Yeah. This is like a podcast phone call, you know, ear perverts. Yeah. so well, let's get stuck in with the first feature, which is always the facts. So we have, I mean, obviously it's been another big week of news, but just a lot of news that I don't really want to cover. So like Brexit is just getting super complicated. I can't even get started.
Yeah, it's really hard to keep
just
up with that.
Details, just too much. North Korea is obviously like trundling on, you know, like that won't go away as a story.
Don't...
You don't even know what I'm talking about, do you? You're like, oh yeah.
No, I do know a bit. I mean, you don't give me credit, but don't ask me.
And then obviously you can't, like, the hurricanes are obviously not very, like, there's no humour.
That was massive, wasn't it?
I mean, it's still going on, but I did, like, see one story involving the hurricanes that did make me laugh on the Metro to try and say that the US is intrinsically sexist. And maybe it is, but because...
It's naming the hurricanes.
No, because they prepare less for female-named hurricanes than men. more people are dying in the hurricanes named after women. It's like, oh, Hurricane Julia will be all right. She sounds like a soft touch, not like Hurricane Bruce. He'll get you.
That's amazing.
So that's the Metro's angle. I'm sure there's other things you could take into account. It's probably random.
But... Yeah, it is their job, though, to play devil's advocate in those situations. So I do appreciate them trying to come from a different angle, even if it is sounding ridiculous.
Do appreciate the Metro's unique and innovative approach to the news.
Yeah. Like, if you were doing A-level English, the teacher would go, it's interesting, I don't agree with what you're saying. However, I think it's an interesting approach and it's good you've explored that angle.
Yeah.
C minus.
But the story we're going to cover, and I must say, listeners, like, probably noticed that we don't cover the sports stories that much.
Yeah, especially you and me.
Yeah, I mean, we're not a classic combo for like the sporting insights, but a story caught my attention this week, all over the tabloids, and I love an excuse to read the tabloids anyway. I find it, like, again, the innovative journalism going on. And
do you have a favourite one?
I loved the Sun's like use of language. They use just the phrases they use, and obviously like the headlines. I think they spend more time on the puns than anything.
Yeah.
It's great, but it's Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney's been in the news a lot, and not for the sport, Soph.
Yeah, not for the sport. I mean, the ogre is back. I mean, he's caught our eye in the headlines quite a bit over the last 10 years or so. Generally speaking, sometimes for football, and sometimes not. I think some of you might have dabbled into his 12. He's got basically a book deal, which is going to last 12 years, titled The Story So Far. So I don't know if there's anyone out there who has dabbled into something that's going to have a minimum of 5 books within its 12 years. So
imagine you get to the end of the 5 and then it's just so far, so what? Then you just have to like read a subscription of like a blog where he...
Yeah, maybe he'll move into blogging after that.
Then we can just keep on top of his life from that point onwards.
I think a blog's too much. He's more of an Insta guy, you know, take a pic.
Yeah. what's he been in the news for this week? So
basically, things aren't going well with him and Colleen.
Oh, no.
Essentially, what's happened is he's been arrested for drink driving.
Oh, Wayne.
Yeah, not great. And not only that, it was driving a VW Beetle of a woman named Laura Simpson, who's an office worker.
Okay, so it wasn't his car, it was a VW Beetle.
Yeah.
With or without the little eyelashes that you can put on.
I've not seen the car itself, but I imagine it had the eyelashes.
Just for that extra bit of low profile.
Yeah, and I think she was quoted to say, after the arrest, it spoiled the night.
Needless to say, the mood was slightly killed.
It spoiled the night. So with this in mind, she's decided to get away from it all. So she's going on, I think, her 10th holiday this year.
Well, you cut out a little bit there, Sophie, which the listeners will particularly enjoy. But what was the last thing you said?
No, Colleen couldn't handle it because obviously her boyfriend's been arrested for drink driving with another woman.
And so did anything happen, or like was he just driving her because the two of them were really drunk and he was like, out of the two of us, I'm probably the least drunk or the better driver?
I mean, it's really hard to say. I know that they were drinking Prosecco and vodka. Now, I don't know if that was together, in which case they absolutely shouldn't have been driving a vehicle.
Sure.
But it was, they were allegedly drinking that.
But do we know, were they romantically involved? Were they?
Yeah, basically, right. I think she's a bit of a man-eater. And I think she was stalking one of the local clubs and... what if they're quoting all over that basically they had a cuddle and a kiss.
Oh, that, okay.
And then, yeah.
That's not
then
ideal for him. And so, because Colleen's pregnant at the moment, isn't she? And on holiday with the kids.
Third kid, yeah, on the way. And I think they've been married like 12 years. So
she doesn't want to be hearing about a kiss and a cuddle with another girl in a VW Beetle, with or without eyelashes.
No. With or without eyelashes. No, and especially not this just, you know, office worker from Manchester, I think it is.
Okay.
He got arrested. I think he did about 1.5 grams of damage to this Jaguar.
Oh, so it wasn't just like his head is like, I mean, I can't drive. Not only do I not know about sport, but I don't know about driving, but like where his, I thought it was just like his brake lights were.
No, you're actually right there. I've actually mixed up the stories.
It's okay.
She previously has done damage and run away from it.
Oh,
I've
so that's
a lot
why,
about her. You
that's
see,
probably
yeah.
why he was driving. Now, what one of the she's like, I'm a bit of a mare, especially after a few Prosecco vodka cocktails.
But, yeah.
But what I don't understand about this story is, right, so the two of them want to go back to hers or whatever. He realizes that not only is he the most famous footballer in the country, he's also the most like distinctly faced man in the country. So okay, we'll go in her car so as not to get an Uber, and then because the Uber guy would totally sell his story. However, why can't they both get individual Ubers back to hers if that's what they want to do?
I mean, from what I know, I don't think Laura Simpson has got a huge amount of common sense. and I think that essentially she loves it. She absolutely loves this. She's very much painted to be a bit of a man eater and someone that preys on these footballers.
Is this her thing? Is this her career? Or is this?
I think it is her career, because I think given the fact that she's out with designer handbag, she's basically recently, like in the last day or two, been spotted on a beach in this most amazing red swimsuit with these sort of flowers over her breasts, like a sort of thing from the Garden of Eden, you know. Whilst Paula Colleen is preggers on a playa in somewhere, you know, in Portugal or somewhere.
Preggers on a what? On a
playa. That's me doing a bit of Spanish there.
Oh right,
but in a way that they'd say it.
What does
playa?
Oh, playa. Okay.
You know, a beach. A beach, mate.
Can understand that thick Spanish accent you.
playa de. They're all called playa de Blanco.
The one bit of research I've done is, yeah, looking at what Laura Simpson's deal is. I think I saw the same red photos. And I love the language they use in these, like, again, the tabloids.
Oh, it's fantastic, isn't it?
I've got, like, she's obsessed with footballers. She's tried to snare Ryan Giggs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's made a beeline for Joe Hart.
And
also she knows which players will be in town. And, like, so she studies the Premier League fixtures, so she knows which players will be in town. And then, like, I don't know what she does with that information, but...
No, but do you know, one of my favourite songs in the whole of the world is Hall & Oates' Man Eater.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now, the beginning of that song goes, shoulder comes out at night, mean and hungry tight, looking for love, da da da. And then it's like, it talks about her waiting behind some bins. or maybe it doesn't talk about that. That's maybe what I'm imagining.
Now it does.
She is that.
Waiting behind some bins.
Looking for love. Watching and waiting. She's ready for love. Sorry, I won't sing it anymore. But yeah. Listen to that song, and it's basically about Laura Simpson.
And then, it says she does laps of the clubs. So it's obviously.
Yes!
I love the phrases that laps of the clubs. I've just got visions of her with a baton charging around the nightclub.
Well, what's really funny is that Rooney being out the picture, you know, that happened, not long ago, maybe a week ago. The latest thing with Laura Simpson is that she's taken another footballer back.
Oh, God, yeah.
And was reportedly, it took her 20 minutes before she managed to get him back to, well, they went back to his house.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, he has a pool. They've obviously stopped by McDonald's on the way back.
Right, oh, no.
Because sadly, the night ended with her Big Mac falling in the pool. So like Hansel and Gretel, instead of leaving sweets, she's leaving a Big Mac. And I think it really killed the vibe.
It's just like a trail of lettuce and gherkins leading its way.
Well, I think all I can imagine is him kicking off as little bits of lettuce kind of go to the surface. And there was a classic quote.
He's like, this was a sacred place and you've brought saucy burgers into the mix.
It was so funny because basically there was a classic quote about the actual lettuce and what she said about it. She went, I just remember seeing the lettuce and bread bobbing around on the surface and the other bit slowly sinking. I can still see it now. Like she's haunted by this memory. Laura, who is currently on Spanish holiday to escape the attention.
Of course she is. I love it that it turned into a science experiment. Some of the bits floated, some of the bits sank. We made a game of it.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And so so obviously it sounds like she's got like form in this area. Like this is a thing she does. This isn't her first rodeo when it comes to this thing. What about Wayne? Has Wayne had a bit of a past?
I mean, Wayne has a past, and obviously it's all been triggered. He's done drink driving; that's a bad enough offence. He's been seen cheating on his wife; that's also awful. What's really funny in this whole sort of hoo-ha is that Rod Stewart.
Wait a minute.
Rod Stewart has been caught on record, really being on side because he was interviewed from his own car at a highway junction saying he's still a great guy.
This is becoming the most surreal story.
Why is Rod getting involved?
Let me guess, at the end, then Rod mentioned his new single. And
Yeah, exactly. And what's funny is that, like, they were like, oh, and Rod's a sort of a good source because he's on his 10th wedding anniversary with Penny Lancaster.
He's a real rock. Well, it sounds like Wayne's been married longer than Rod then, if it's 12 years. I mean, we've made that number up, haven't we?
Wait. I could probably, yeah. It's funny because, so basically, Colleen and Wayne have known each other since they were, like, 12. Oh, yeah. And they didn't start dating until they were, like, 16, I think. But basically, this is, I'll give you a little lowdown to Wayne's, you know, tricky
past.
Yeah,
please do.
Is they've been together all that time, but in 2002, it came out that he'd had sex with a 48-year-old grandmother in a brothel.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
48, grandmother.
I didn't even think of that, but yeah. Okay. What age do you have to have the children?
I don't know, that's quite the intense batch of... I don't know, procreation. Okay. Okay, and so...
But if she's in a brothel, Rory, she's literally... Her job is to breed, almost. Like, you know, it's going to happen.
His life is just like one big prolonged stag do, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it seems like that. There was a brief period, I think, where they had some good times. I think it was after he was caught having there were foursomes with Helen Wood and what's her name, Jenny Thompson, maybe. Do you remember
that?
They
sound like people.
Yeah, well, they were. I think one of them was from Big Brother.
Wait a minute, no, was she on Big Brother? I thought she went on Big Brother off the back of the Wayne Rooney thing.
I think she was just known as
the Big the Wayne Rooney prostitute.
Well, there was some sort of shizzle going down where they basically they went and had foursomes, but sometimes they'd always have another guy,
and he got to be the other guy.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah, it was Wayne and then another guy, and then I read that she was caught saying sometimes we wondered if we were needing to be there because I think him and the other guy were having such a great time.
What, just playing PlayStation or?
Yeah,
it was a great time. I'm having a real catch up. It was just
it's just like bros hanging out.
I guess we're running out of time on the facts. I guess so. Like, we've got to sort of say, like, do we think this is the end for like Wayne and Colleen? Or
I don't know. She's been caught having her ring off as well. Like, but it could be because she's going to the gym.
Oh yeah.
But it could be because, you know, she's down with it. But Helen Wood, who was also part of these foursomes, has been caught saying urging Colleen to wake up. So I think if Helen Wood, who her husband's had foursomes with, is saying wake up and don't. The thing is that you don't know with Colleen, really, do you? Because ultimately, she's got like a £46,000 wedding ring. And the divorce will be like £70 million. But you wonder, is she in it for the money or is she in it for the love?
Well, the childhood sweethearts, from the sounds of it. Plus yeah. Bet what?
Sorry. No, there's so many quotes that are just ingenious.
Go through a few.
He loved her. You could see it. He proposed at a petrol station.
Who could see it? The guy, fucking filling up his car on pump number four.
That was from the BBC documentary, The Man Behind the Goals. Now, for me, it really feels like any hole's a goal with Wayne.
Satire. That's our alert.
Oh, bing, bing, zing.
But, I mean, maybe it's a little bit better the devil you know, though, because she's clearly...
Rory, come on.
She's attracted to bad guys, bad ex.
No, she's just had this guy. There's no other guy. She should leave him and get on with her life.
Oh.
Surely it's better to be single than be with that thing.
That thing.
Sorry, if your boyfriend's been caught in a VW Beetle and being arrested for drink driving, you'd be pissed off for being arrested. He can't take the kids to school anymore.
So it is impractical,
let alone it with a woman. Yeah, it's impractical. It's actually, how much of a father is he able to be now? He's not got a licence.
It's true. And he's not even playing that much football anymore.
No, I mean, he did score his, like, 200th goal, like, last week of the Premier League.
I think he got a yellow card as well.
Yeah, he also got booked.
It's always the opposite of a silver lining with Wayne. Even when he does something good, he then does something shit.
Yeah.
Now I feel like we're on like Loose Women or something. So you think he should leave him? You should think Colleen should leave Wayne?
I mean, I just think it's a no-brainer. But then, like, she's probably got a lot of other things going on in her head. At the end of the day, it was really funny. They said, basically, Rooney has promised to give up drinking if his wife cuts back on her holidays, having been away 10 times this year. And I'm like, of course you'd be away that many times if your husband was Wayne Rooney.
Yeah, just keep out of it. Although...
Yeah, I think
didn't he just try and justify it and be like, if she will go on holiday that much, I will go shagging.
Yeah, I start getting really opinionated about.
Oh yeah.
But I think sometimes, and maybe I'm being a bit loose women, but people think they're victims too much. They don't take a sense of responsibility. And I think the fact that he's gone, I'll give up drinking if you don't go away so much. It's like, dude, it's like, this is a group, you need to all pitch in.
You're a grown
in,
like, man. Like, if you had a boyfriend and you were like, and you were like, going on a girl's weekend, see you on Sunday. And he's like, well, you know what happens when you go away.
If you will go away.
If you will go away, I will have to call a
prostitute. I'm going to play.
Watch me call the prostitute as you leave the room. Jesus, yeah.
As this woman walks through with like a walking stick.
I mean, ultimately, I don't care what these two get up to, but it does sound like she should leave him and it's like you say, it's a no-brainer.
It is worrying when you've got people like this in the public eye who are representing this whole idea of marriage and the fact that they're like, like Colleen was saying, I'm determined to keep the family together. It's like, dude, this isn't a family. I don't know what a family means to you, but surely it's about trust and respect and other things like that. God, I sound so serious. I sound like a priest.
No, you've got opinions. You're on your, like, Sophie's Soapbox.
Sophie's
new feature.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think, like, you're right. Like, if these people are role models, then that's kind of sad. It's also, like, just a consequence of, like, this whole thing of, like, giving these people so much money that they're just, yeah, ridiculous. But I feel this could have all been avoided with some common sense from Wayne if him and Laura had just got separate taxis. Who takes a car on a night out? Like, what was she doing driving the car to the nightclub?
I know. It was Manchester. I don't know.
Is that
if
a thing
like
in Manchester?
I don't know. In LA,
it is. Listeners, email in. Do you take your car on a night out with you? Just in case.
It's so sad that, like, this is what happens when, like, people are in the eye so much they get caught out. But it's like, if they just lived, they just had a clean life, then it'd be fine. But then, I don't know. Bygones will be bygones.
Water under the bridge.
You know, do how you feel.
Let he
live life.
Let he
YOLO.
Sin, cast the first stone. Bit of Jesus for you there. Well, thank you, Sophie, for being so clued up on the facts as well, and really helping me out.
My life is in no way enriched by this knowledge.
You can empty your brain of it now.
Task Force.
So the Royals have really been in the news this week. I don't know if you've been keeping up on this. So Kate and Will are having a third baby.
Do they get called Quill?
Quill or Wait? No, that'd be rubbish. That's rubbish. Quillers. I don't think they do, you know. And then, Kate's not been well from all that severe morning sickness. But some good news, they did win their court case. Are you familiar with the court case? So
no,
a couple of years ago, like the French version of Closer, published photos of Kate sunbathing topless. And
yes, I remember
with
that,
like, one of these long lenses. And so she got some money from that because she was really annoyed about that. Because she said, like,
fair play. Like, why would you want the nation singing it?
Yeah, I mean, like, part.
Well, you wouldn't mind.
I mean,
they'd see your nipple piercing.
Half the nation probably has seen my nipples at some point, but just Google Rory.
I've seen
a nipple.
I've seen your nipples.
I'm sorry for all of those times. But I don't know. Part of me's like, I know she should be free too, but it's like, come on, you knew if you're gonna do it on a roof. On, like, your mate's roof, someone's going to track you down.
Nah, but this is where I think it's not fair, is it? Because it's like, this is what I sort of thought about with this whole George going to school, is that, like, they should be able to do that. They should be able to have that privacy and not I mean, it's a really fine line. It's a bit like Wayne Rooney and bloody Laura Simpson. They're like one end of the scale where they're like, yeah, we're going to do what the fuck we want to do. Who gives a shit who sees it? And then they end up in this mess. But something innocent, like some bathing topless, everyone's got a right to something.
Yeah, I guess
topless.
I just can't relate because I always just sort of go into the sun fully clothed with a sun hat in the shade.
And also, the big difference there is you don't have breasts.
I guess that's
or not ones that you were born
with. That's probably a better reason for me not being able to relate than me being just a bit of a shade seeker.
I'd be so... I've not sunbathed topless, I don't think, ever.
And is that because of the paparazzi?
But I would be annoyed about not having the option. That is because I've got paps following around.
Just worried about your boobs getting caught up in the front cover of Closer.
And I want people to see me for who I am, not the size of my nipples.
And that's luckily that is how I think of you. I don't define you. anyway, so that
Thank
is
God.
Not the story that we're going to cover, but I feel like we've now covered that. It was also Prince George's first day at school this week. And
oh, what a little cutie.
And I've had a call this week. You know I get a call every week.
Hang on, wait. Ring,
well,
ring.
It was a voicemail.
Ring. Okay.
It was George. He's worked out how to use his dad's iPhone, and he's called me and he's left a message for me, and he's said he's not had the best first week. He feels quite dejected.
Oh, really?
And doesn't feel like it's going well. And he's just asked for a bit of advice on like sort of how to get on at school first. Like how do you survive school, Soph? That's what I'm asking you.
Yeah. Well. I think is it Prince Charles that was on record saying he's got absolutely no advice? But you can sort of see that. Like, I feel like Prince Charles at school would have been that kid you were like, oh, God, he's coming over. And he'd say something really direct and rude, but still expect friendship.
Yeah, I'd see him coming and I'd avoid Prince Charles.
I think what would be good to know is I've got a couple of quotes that George was
really
saying.
You've got some quotes from the kid.
Yeah, well, this is what came from. I've just got to find it. Really,
what's he been saying?
Well, he basically he turned around to he turned around to Harry when Obama visited and went, Uncle Harry, why are you so quiet? And then, it's basically Barack Obama, the jokesiest man in the world, saying last week Prince George showed up to our meeting in his bathrobe. That was a slap in the face, a clear breach of protocol. And then Harry said he looks like just like Winston Churchill.
What Harry? What George does?
yeah, that's actually.
Okay, so these aren't. So, all right, so I thought you'd like managed to get
They're
some
not actually
quotes
from
George
no.
while he was at school.
I snuck in there. Like, actually, one woman managed to sneak in the school and there was all a hoo-ha about it. But, no, I think, I don't know, it's funny, isn't it? Like, I think I would always say, like, go into school, get a best friend.
And you know what the deal is with their rules at this school?
Well, they discourage
you're not allowed to have
friends,
a best friend. So, that initially sounds quite cruel, but then I think it's to be inclusive, isn't it? It's to discourage, discourage like, best friends and encourage gangs, form a gang. Instead, just
start a new gang.
And really menace. Really do some real menacing.
What was your first day of school?
Oh God!
Like?
I mean,
because I think your mum explained
she
it.
Probably
she explained
has.
Your
I mean,
year seven
I can't
day.
Remember if this was on day one, but I definitely remember like when I was like in reception. That was my days of wearing the patch. So I used to wear a patch on my right eye.
Stop it. How do we not know this? Because I also wore a patch. Yes.
Oh my God. We are not the people to be giving George life advice on how to survive school. So yeah, I had a patch on my right eye to make my left eye stronger. Yeah.
Stronger.
And I'd have a sticker on the patch each day.
Yes. I collected
the
stickers.
It was, actually, to be honest, it made me some friends because the kids were like, what's Rory going to have on his patch tomorrow?
So did you put the sticker on the outside
so
of the patch?
Sticker, yeah. Glass. I'd wear the glasses. I'd put a sticker on the patch. So I'd put a patch on the glasses, or one of the glasses, and then a sticker, and it'd be my choice each day. Maybe it'd be a robot. Maybe it'd be a dinosaur. Maybe it'd be a panda. You know, I think I think you're getting the same. I remember them all. Brand. There's probably only one brand of eye patch stickers.
Well, when we were going through this, is exactly the same time in our lives, weren't we? But what's funny is that you put your patch on your glasses. I put my patch over my eye like a pirate, and then I pretended. I pretended to the other kids who did take the mick out of me that actually there was like a TV show going on in the other eye, so I could watch TV. And they thought that was really cool, really, and then I kind of got away with it a little bit. But... yeah. Oh God, I can be really convincing. Well,
like, I guess like
that's when the lying started.
Well, I think like lying is a good actual trick to survive in school. Just tell lots of lies. People can't disprove them. I'd say, like, would you advise George to try and avoid wearing a patch, or do you think it's what made you?
Yeah, no, I think definitely. I don't think I... It's really hard to remember that far back, but I don't think I had a massive amount of friends in year one. I remember...
Well, I think... Yeah. I think... I wonder, like, how kids are going to react to him being the prince of England or whatever he is. Do you reckon kids are going to react well to that at the age of five or however old?
Well, I was sort of thinking like in a script or like a book, like there'd be an evil child in the class, you know, like Malfoy you know. So in my head it's playing out like a script as opposed to someone's actual life. I don't know, like I think find a friend or find some people that understand you. But then it is just like working out who you are, isn't it? But it's quite hard with like a... They're talking about like it's like a goldfish bowl. It is like that. I'd hope that no one else would... I think they're like 4 years old. I don't think they have a concept of he's the king or the future.
Well, he's kind of undercover,
king, isn't he?
Like he's going by the name George Cambridge, which I think is like the coolest name.
But I mean, that's not undercover because every single person knows.
Well, but you know, I didn't realize. Maybe I've read this wrong, but apparently he doesn't have a surname. He doesn't have a surname, and so they've made up Cambridge as his surname.
It's not George, and then first name Prince.
So his last name is George. maybe.
In memory of Prince.
Is dead, he can just be called Prince. We can just call. the kid that turned up at school first day and goes, "Call me Prince." No, he's. He's getting bullied for sure.
Do you know some of the people that have come out of that school?
Like who has?
So I think there's hope. He's had Florence.
Very musical. Yeah.
Sassy. Cara Delevingne. Yeah. Sassy. Charlotte Ritchie from Fresh Meat.
Okay. I'm familiar.
She's sassy. They're just women. That's all I could get. But I think he's just got to be himself.
You think he's
going to
come out of it as the sassy prince? He's going to be learning ballet, isn't he? Not that ballet makes you sassy.
Yeah,
but he's also going to be debating at the age of five, which I think is ridiculous.
What,
you can just
debating?
Imagine it, like ending with like, "I put it to you that you've pissed yourself."
Yeah, and that is why I will not be saying here in registration.
He bit me.
And you could just imagine him with like a little crown on his head being like, "I am the future king.
Be my best friend or die."
I would say though, like, have you seen what their menu is? Like, oh my God, like, he's going to grow up a very nutritious lad. Like, lamb ragu with organic cheese. Smoked mackerel on a bed of pui lentils.
You can't be feeding the kids mackerel at that age.
No, like not a potato face inside.
Yeah, I mean that's what we want. We want turkey drummers. Where are the spaghetti hoops?
Alphabet spaghetti.
Yeah. Like where's the good stuff?
I mean that was the good stuff. They used to have like rubbish cottage pies and stuff, didn't they?
Is there a sticky toffee pudding anywhere to be seen?
Oh God, that is. Do you know what that's in every single pub in Britain? I've decided in the last couple of months. Everywhere you go,
I think it's even more
pudding.
Consistent than like the chocolate.
I think it's our national dish.
Our national dish is the
sod the roast.
It's the sticky toffee pudding. So fun to say as well.
It is.
Take yourself back to the age of five and say you're Sophie, you've got your patch, you're keeping a low profile, you're just taking each day as it comes and thanking the gods that people are being too mean about the patch.
Well, Funny you say that. Thanking the gods. Did you go to a Catholic school too?
No. Oh, no. So you're at your Catholic school as well.
I went to a Catholic school up to the age of 8, and we had to do bloody rosary chanting.
That's what it's called. But
I remember feeling so disengaged with it, though. Like, even then, I was just fiddling with the beads, like, pretty beads.
This is beneath me, this praying stuff, this chanting. But so you're 5 years old, you're at the patch, you've got the rosary beads. A prince comes in, and it's like, okay, there's the future king of England that's going to be at the school. Would you have wanted to be friends with them? Would you have kept away? You could have kept your distance, played it cool, or bullied him?
I don't think I was. No, I think I probably wouldn't care.
You'd been indifferent.
I think I would have been like, cool, you do your thing, I'm going to do my thing. But then I think I was quite detached, really probably throughout the whole of my schooling.
would your parents have been like, get him round for tea, tell him we'll do fish fingers?
No, my mum and dad wouldn't care at all, I don't think. No, I bet there's lots of parents.
Oh, you can imagine, can't you?
Like,
they're all going to be. They're all suddenly everyone picks up their kids from that school. Like, that's definitely never happened before. It'll all be nannies and shit, and then suddenly, oh, they're all there.
Yeah, exactly. Now I don't know. I think, like, were you like a floater at school? Did you have a group? I know that only comes.
I really can't remember what was going on at like the George age about what gang I was in, if there is such a thing at the age of 5. But I think I moved about from a couple of groups. I think I was a bit of a floater, I guess.
Because I wasn't in a great school, so I think I was one of the cleverer ones. So they used to get me tutoring the other kids, which is hilarious at the age of 5, because it really doesn't give any street cred. And it was in Croydon, where everyone had street cred. And I was suddenly like, what? This patch-wearing tutor.
What is this
tutor
school that gives teaching responsibilities? One to watch over there.
There was these two guys, Nathan and Aidan, and they were an orange group, and that was the worst group. And I used to go and help them out. And one time, I mean, I think they both sort of fancied me a bit, which obviously I loved. One time, Aidan, couldn't ever work out which one I liked more, actually, but Aidan gave me his Kinder Egg toy. And I remember being very much like, it's really quite snobby of me. I remember being like, yeah, well, I do tutor him, so... You know, we can't let that get in the way of that.
Teacher pupil violation. Oh my god!
But at the same time, I do remember also in year one weeing myself and having to go home.
Sorry.
So
class was cancelled that day. Sorry, class has been cancelled. Miss has pissed herself.
It's about 3'4".
It's like who's going to run the art lesson? Well. Well, is the one who hasn't immersed her head in a pot of paint, so she can lead the class. Looking like our shining star over there. Jesus, I love this school. This school sounds so millennial.
I don't even know. It's so funny. Maybe it wasn't even like that. Maybe okay. I just remember it like
also,
that.
Also, we've got to wrap up. We're running out of time on Task Force. So I guess, like, in conclusion, don't wear a patch. Form a gang. Enjoy the food on offer. Don't try not to get too chubby. Yeah. And also try and get ahead of the others. And you too could be running the geography lesson by the end of the.
Do you know what my one bit of advice? And I give this even now in work, because sometimes I work with famous people. my fail safe technique. Even when they're rude, is basically ignore them for like 2 weeks. Just do the bare minimum of my job. And in about 2 weeks' time, like, they tend to like start asking questions because they feel rude. So I would say to him, my big advice to him would be like, be cool, be chill, and just like don't give too much away.
Be cool,
hard
be chill,
get.
And don't give too much away. Play hard to get, George.
Play hard to get, yeah.
Well, thank you, Sophie. And thank you, listeners, because that's all we have time for this week. We won't be doing a quiz because it would just be me asking you questions
and you're going, why are you
asking me that? You know I don't know that. So we'll skip that this week. But
I hope everyone's enjoyed it.
I think you've done a fantastic job of getting me up to speed on everything that's going on. Listeners, if you enjoyed the show, if you didn't enjoy the show, email in. thismightbethenews@gmail.com or just send us a message on Facebook. That's facebook.com/thismightbethenews. Thank you, and see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to This Might Be The News. If you enjoyed this week's episode, then we would love it if you shared it with all your friends. Even better would be reviewing it on iTunes, which will help other people find us. Cheers!